Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing. Based on the support of you people in the Facebook group, over email, subscribing, rating, reviews, telling your friends and sharing, that is what makes this show happen. I just want to tell you thank you for the honor of getting to serve you day in and day out. That said, today we are chatting with Vanessa St. Hilaire, owner of Healthy Home Cleaning Services. The Healthy Home just started in Las Vegas, Nevada. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hello, cleaning family.
Glad to have you, sister. What got you into the cleaning business, and certainly what got you in the cleaning business in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Well, I've lived in Nevada, Las Vegas, basically my whole entire life. And at this moment in life, I'm 22 years old, pretty young, trying to build a legacy for myself and my family, my future kids and grandkids. And I felt like this was a really good start for me. And so I went for it.
Beautiful. Well, glad to have you part of Cleaning Nation. And I have high hopes we can help you and your kids to come and your legacy right now. What's going on in your world that I can help you with today, sister?
Today, I just basically I started a business and I found that it's pretty hard to transition or make it work, you know, working full time and also trying to build your business. And it's like kind of, you know, mixing in with the two. I'm trying to make it work, but I'm not exactly sure how to do that.
Okay. So are you doing commercial or residential?
I'm doing commercial at the moment.
Cool. And your full-time job, is that 8 to 5 Monday through Friday? What kind of hours do you have there?
I actually have 9 to 7 Monday through Thursday, and I have all of the weekends off, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So you said 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. And do you have any customers yet?
No, not just yet. Since I chose commercial, I thought I landed a contract with an apartment complex, but turns out I didn't have the manpower or the time for it. So I kind of had to let that go. So I've been basically trying to target a certain niche or a certain market, which will work with my schedule. And it's kind of difficult trying to find out what will work for me.
Okay, have you picked a niche to target yet?
Yeah, office buildings, usually the ones that are after hours that need people to come in, you know, after their employees and everything's shut down and closed.
Okay, so that's not a niche. That's everybody. Basically all commercial buildings are going to be, you know, kind of after 5 o'clock. So a niche would be dental offices or gyms or restaurants or, you know, car dealerships. Lawyers' offices, you know, picks up that's more specific. Go ahead. Much more specific.
Yeah, I never actually got that far. I just figured office buildings, just not apartment complexes or residential.
Okay. So that's a good start. I'm not knocking you, but that's not it. Because the reason we pick a niche is so we can have better communication. Because what happens is the way we sell is to understand someone's pain and then help them solve that pain. But if we don't understand their pain, we can't solve it. And I promise you, if you just say office buildings, the guy in, you know, that owns Google in that office building has a total different pain than the guy that's selling t-shirts out of a 1200 square foot office building in a strip mall. So we have to be very clear on who we're trying to sell to, so we can understand what their pain is, so we can create a message that's going to be compelling to them. So first and foremost, I would start with a much more specific niche, especially if you've got a full-time job. You don't have all the time in the world to create marketing for everybody, you know, create a whole thing for car dealerships and a whole thing for manufacturing and a whole thing for property. You know, you just don't have time. And I promise you, if you just do something generic, like, hey, I'll clean your building for money, it's really hard to compete like that. So you really want to pick a smaller niche. All right, that said, you're going commercial. The problem is you work Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. So that's most of the time that you'd be dealing with your commercial contracts. So what you're going to want to do is nights and weekends, create a system to bring prospects to you, right? You don't have time to go, not that I would coach that anyway, but even if you wanted to, you don't have time to go knocking on doors and chasing clients. You need to create systems to get the clients to call you, email you, somehow raise their hand and say they're interested in your service. Is that fair?
That's completely fair.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
So picking a specific niche and then finding a way for the prospects to come to me.
Correct. Like for me, it's the podcast, right? I don't go calling any owners of cleaning companies and say, hey, give me some money and I'll coach you. All I do is weed out the people mm-hmm. that come to me and say, hey, I want, please help me. I have money, which is a much better place to be. That doesn't obviously mean you have to do a podcast, but that could be, that could be a tool. You could write a blog. There's all sorts of stuff that you can do. We go over this in depth. You and I talked off air about the clean profit method. Steps 4 and 5 are all yeah. about creating a system, and I'm still going to help you best I can here, but for those who want more, and want to kind of expedite their process, go to growmycleancompany.com. You get the clean profit method. Steps 4 and 5 are all about in depth how to get clients to come to you as opposed to you chasing them. So first and foremost, for you, Vanessa, is we've got to find a niche. Second of all, we've got to find out what their pain is. Third of all, we've got to create a mm-hmm. message that's compelling to them and put it where they go. Okay. So for me, wanting mm-hmm. to help owners of cleaning companies, I know that you guys desperately need help, A, getting customers, B, not having to bid with a bunch of other people that are lowballing that you can't afford to compete with. C, getting employees. D, dealing with employees when they quit or act flaky or complain that the other one's lazy or do all whatever crazy things that they do. So I create a bunch of content solving that pain, and then you guys come to me wanting more help. So let's just pick, we'll use car dealerships because I owned a car dealership. I'm pretty familiar with their pain. If I had someone come to my car dealership and come to my general manager and say, hey, we want to clean your dealership. We're cheaper than the next guy or whatever. That would have done nothing for us because it's a huge headache to trust somebody with our keys and set up the whole deal. It's just a pain in the neck to pay somebody else to clean and make a switch. But had they come to me and said, hey, would you like more qualified leads in your dealership every month? I'd have said, heck yeah. And they said, well, great. We do a cleaning service. And here's the three ways our cleaning service will make your environment better. Or here's a way that having our cleaning service will help you get referrals or get your customers to stay longer, your employees not to call in sick as often. So you see what I'm saying? You don't want to go to them yeah. with this message of give me money so I can clean. That's what you want and what you're interested in. But they're not interested in what you want. They're interested in what they want. So you have to find out what they're interested in
exactly.
and then find a way to solve that pain for them. Then you can talk to anybody in the world. Does that make sense?
That makes completely sense.
Okay. So that's how I would start is nights and weekends creating systems to bring people to you. And then since you only work Monday through Thursday, Friday during the day is when I would talk to all of those people. So hopefully Monday through Thursday, your systems are bringing in calls or emails or website inquiries or people joining your email list, wanting you to correspond with them. On Fridays, you're going to get back with all those people and do follow-up and start doing sales. Does that make sense?
That makes all the sense in the world.
Okay. And I'll give you one.
And it makes a lot of sense that I need to make it specific because I was too general and it did bring a lot of too much work in my head.
Way too general. And you just don't have the time or money. Nobody has the time or money, right? And especially as a newer person, you can't compete with a guy or gal or company that's got 60 employees. They've been there for 10 years. They're doing $5 million in revenue. You can't compete with those guys. But if you say we're, you know, again, going with the car dealership thing, clean car dealers, clean rich car dealers.com. Now you can compete, right? Because that's new. I don't care as much about, well, how many resources do you have? How many employees? How long you've been in business? What kind of insurance do you have? If you're clean rich car dealers.com, and you tell me how I can be a happy car dealer and you can make me more money, I've lost total interest in what kind of auto scrubber you have or don't have or how many employees you have. I just see that you can solve my pain. So as a newer client, as a newer owner of a cleaning company, you need it, and someone that doesn't have all the time in the world because you got a full-time job, I would double down on a niche. I would make a smaller niche that you can own, right? For example, if I just wanted to coach cleaning companies, if I just wanted to coach owners of businesses, it would take me years and years and years and years to get any traction. Even then, there's still millions of business owners or people interested in being business owners. None of them would know who I am. But just less than 3 years ago, I started coaching just owners of cleaning companies. That's it. There's only 50,000 of you guys, give or take, in the United States, more overseas. And in that little tiny place, I'm a mini celebrity. So that's what you want to be. You want to be a mini celebrity in your little place. People, businesses in Las Vegas that are car dealers or childcare facilities or warehouses or property managers. Even Las Vegas, which is a fairly big city, once you break it down into, like, I had a construction company, we did a lot of work in Las Vegas. It's a small city. Guys that were doing construction project, very small handful of guys. Didn't take long for me to be known in that space. But if I just wanted to be the guy that built anything, I'll build your doghouse, I'll dig your ditch in your backyard, I'll make this, then it's too hard. But I got known as, we actually did shade structures, which is a very specific thing. And in Vegas, we were a big deal in that little space. So with the time and money and budget you have, and the having a full-time job, getting a very specific niche is going to make your life easy. Creating content and getting them to come to you so you don't have to chase will make it easier still. The way that you create that content is you find out who they are. In the Clean Profit Method, we have something already for you called the Perfect Prospect Survey. If you're not a Clean Profit Method member, you can make one of your own, but you ask questions of, what's your biggest pain? What keeps you up at night? If you had a magic wand and could solve, make the world any way you want, what would it be? How old are you? How much money do you make? What's your job title? And obviously you're going to ask them in a much nicer way than this. Once you start doing those perfect prospect surveys and you start understanding what their true pain is, you can create a solution and go back to those people and say, hey, you said your biggest pain was for dentists, getting bad Yelp reviews because of a dirty building or whatever. I've solved that problem. So that's how I would start. Get a very specific niche. You do surveys. If you're a Clean Profit Method member, you can use the Perfect Prospect Survey. If not, make your own. Do surveys and find out, ask them what their pain. I just literally sent an email today to my list of owners of cleaning companies that have opted in for more information, said, what's your pain? I'm always trying to help you. Why don't you tell me? What do you want? And within 10 minutes, I think I've gotten 30 emails back of, this is my pain. This is my pain. So now it's really easy for me to go solve that. So that would be my encouragement to you, is find a very specific niche, ask them what their pain is, either online through a survey, face-to-face through a survey. Once they tell you what that pain is, create a customized solution for that pain, and you're off to the races.
Oh, wow. It's so simple.
It isn't easy, but it is simple.
I was just, my mind was all over the place. I was thinking too broadly, but that relieved a lot of stress.
And it makes it so much easier if you just say, hey, within 20 miles of my office or home, there's 119 daycares, and I'm totally making that up. It's so much easier to say, all right, I just need to be a celebrity among these 119 daycares in the next year. That's it. That's all. As opposed to, there's 84,000 businesses in the greater Las Vegas area. I'm going to try and get all of them to know who I am and what I do. That's impossible. Right. But you can be 6 months from now, you could be the daycare area. I literally tell people, I know more about helping people grow their cleaning company than anybody else on the face of the earth. You could disagree with me or agree with me, but at least I could say it. If I said, I know more about growing any business than anyone on the face of the earth, people are going to go, you're full of crap, right? That's a bold claim. Like, there's a lot of guys that are smarter than me at that, but not at helping owners of cleaning companies. So we want to get you that same spot where you might say, hey, we may not be the best cleaner in the universe for all things to all people, but if you have a lawyer's office and you want your office to run smoother and better and more profitably, there's no one better at facilities management for lawyer's office, because I'm an expert in Las Vegas, right? I know what the temperature is here. I know what the climate is, right? If you're in Wisconsin, they're going to have different needs than in Las Vegas. Wisconsin, they got snow problems. Vegas, maybe they got mosquitoes. There's, so you could say there's no one that knows how to take care of car dealerships from a facilities management standpoint in the greater Las Vegas area than me. I'm an expert. I'm the expert in that. No one knows any better than that. And you could do that in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. So does that help kind of make your life simpler?
Yeah, that makes it a lot simpler. My one question is, how do I find that specific niche that will be suitable for me? Because there's you can imagine in Vegas, there's a lot of different things that you could choose from.
It's a great question.
So how do I go about finding one that's right for me?
Great question. So I'm going to answer it two ways. First way, generally, which is, so many people get uptight about the niche. So they either do one of two things. They, one, give up and just don't niche and just try to sell to everybody. That's a huge mistake. Or two, they do nothing. Well, I can't find a niche, so I'm not going to start selling stuff. Those are the worst two options you can do, okay? So any niche is better than no niche, okay? Literally, if you just picked a list of different types of businesses within 20 miles of you or 30 miles or whatever, however far you want to go, and threw a dart, that would be better than having no niche at all. Even if it was like, I'm trying to think of something obscure, cabinet makers. Like, I just made that up because I'm looking at cabinets. That would still be a better niche than no niche at all. So don't get too uptight about, quote unquote, the perfect niche. There is no such thing as a perfect niche. And having coached enough people, everybody in other niches are going to look at your niche and go, I want that niche. Your niche is better than mine. It's not the case. The grass is always greener where you water it. So that's the foundation. Don't get too uptight about your niche and take 3 months to pick one. Just pick one, start working on it. Once that's penetrated and you've got, 5-10% of all the people that are in that. You can add another niche if you want. So this isn't marriage. This is just a dating relationship. Okay. So that's the first part. Don't get overwhelmed. The second part, and this is in step one, I believe. It's either step one or two of the Clean Profit Method. We go over this. There's actually the niche picker template. We walk you through exactly how to do this, but I'm going to try and give you an abbreviated version right here. The two things that you're looking for in a niche are pain and the ability to pay. Three: pain, the ability to pay, and then number. You need enough of them. So pain is when you do the perfect prospect survey. Let's say you want to try car dealerships. So you talk to 10 car dealers and they all go, or the majority of them go, yeah, we've had our dealership for years. Old Susie's been cleaning it. We love her and she's great. That's not a good niche because they have no pain, right? They're like, one's as good as another. How are you going to get them to switch? What you want is, oh, good Lord, I've had 4 freaking cleaners in the last 3 years. One of them's worse than the next. I would cut off my arm and beat them with it because I'm so frustrated. I'm dying to get this headache out of my head. That's pain. So that's kind of what you're looking for in a niche, is lots of pain. Second is money, right? When it comes to commercial, that's usually not an issue. On residential, it can be, right? You can have people that have no money, but desperately want your cleaning service. That's not for us. So they have to have money. And again, on the commercial, that's generally, most of them have money. Some are a little cheaper than others, but that's okay. And then third, there has to be enough of them, right? If there's 4 daycares within 20, 30 miles of you, that's not a big enough niche to be interesting. So again, the biggest thing to take away is don't get tied up in picking a niche that you do nothing or don't niche. Okay. So literally any niche is better than no niche. But to answer your question, how do I pick a niche? You want pain, you want numbers. There needs to be enough of them to move your meter, and you want the ability to pay. Did they answer your question?
That answers my question perfectly.
All right.
I said I was going to be very uptight about it.
I have coached enough people to know that that's the go-to move, is I've got to find the perfect niche. Well, let me give away the surprise plot twist. There's no perfect niche. So you'll never find that perfect niche. Even you guys, who I love, and I feel like this is a great niche. There's things I could complain. Everyone says they have no money. There's this, there's that. So there is no perfect niche, and I love you guys. So even when you find a niche that you love, it won't be perfect. So give up on that fallacy, because it'll never happen. All right. That said, anything else you need before we hit the lightning round? I give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation.
No, that was very enlightening and comforting. And I'm really appreciative of all of your advice and knowledge.
Hey, thank you. I'm so glad to help, Vanessa. I appreciate you. All right. Well, let's give you the opportunity to give some of your advice and knowledge to Cleaning Nation with 3 quick questions called the lightning round. Question number 1 is the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally.
I just got it today. Keep it simple.
Whoever said that sounds very smart. I listen to that person. Question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? This is going to be tough for you because you just started. But that's fun. So in your very short career, what's the biggest mistake you've made so we can all learn from it?
I guess waiting too long. I could have started this a while ago, but I was very hesitant about what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. And now that I got it started, it's great. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. So if you want to go for something, go for it.
Well, I got to say, the best time to start a cleaning business is 10 years ago. But if you can't do that, the second best time is today. So I couldn't agree more, Vanessa. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today? Something really easy to implement that will improve their lives or their business?
That they could get started today?
Done. Yeah, you could literally... Yeah, you could get started today. If you get someone to say, I will give you money to clean this thing, you got a business. So don't make things any harder than they need to be, and definitely don't put stuff off till tomorrow. Get it done today. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. I love where you're at in your business. I love the next generation of entrepreneurs coming up behind us, tired old men. Thank you for your vibe, your energy. I could just hear your smile over the airwaves here. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Vanessa's show notes page, get all the information you need on Clean Profit Method, as well as a bunch of free training, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.